coach, you know, you never, I don't know if great basketball is the right thing to say. You know, I always tell, sometimes when you're winning, things aren't always great. When you're losing, things aren't always wrong. It's certainly been a good stretch for us. You know, we feel like defensively we've improved, you know, quite a bit. Just the chemistry on offense that it takes, you know, when you got a few new faces in the lineup early, you know, at this time of the year, you kind of start to see kids figure some things out and just kind of, you know, fulfill their roles and understand their roles a little bit better. And I think, you know, those kinds of things are improving, and then, you know, there's flashes of good things at times, and certainly things we got to get better at. But I like how the team's gelling, and I like this group because, number one, they like each other, they're close-knit, and just one of those teams that is really resilient, and there's just kind of no quit in them.
Even in your losses, some of those losses, you know, Pius and Kearney High and even Beatrice, seems like you're, you know, it was a 10-11 point game, something like that, but it seems like you're right in the thick of things much of the games, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I like I said, the resiliency of these guys, you know, when you feel like you might get, oh no, here they go, they're going to make a run, and, you know, we come swinging back, fight back, or find ways to get back in ball games. And that's a credit to our kids, because they're, you know, one of the better groups that I've had as far as just preparation week to week, and you know, we have really good leadership with our seniors. They know how to prepare, they know how to, you know, they've seen a lot and experienced a lot, and you know, they know that there's always windows of opportunity, and you keep swinging, you keep figuring out ways. We see a lot of different looks and different teams, and a lot of things has come our way a little bit. And you know, I think at times early in the season we weren't quick to adjust to certain, you know, whether schemes that we saw defensively or, you know, personnel issues, but we seem to be you know, improving on some of those little things that sometimes early can haunt you, but now they're helping us a little bit.
Tell you, River Johnson's having himself quite the senior year, almost a 20-point per game scorer. He's doing some great things for you, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's been kind of the motor for us the last 3 years. He's you know, just a kid that's I think is dangerous for any team. He's always going to come at you. He's always in attack mode. He doesn't get flustered. He's super poised and has ability to you know, create for his teammates, and is really, really good in transition. And he's been playing good and shooting well lately. And then obviously, you know, one of the challenges him as a leader is he's good at bringing people under his wing and showing them the ropes. And he's always been a leader by example, but I think he's been a little bit more vocal this year and certainly been a rock for us and somebody that we rely heavily on.
Now the senior Carter Kelly, you know, big man, 6'6" or so, having a nice season as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a unique talent. He's a tough matchup for a lot of teams. You know, his skill set is obviously something you'd like. Obviously, he can handle the ball really well. Has really good vision. I think his passing ability is what makes him special and what makes him go. He doesn't turn the ball over, and he finds the right people and makes a lot of plays for us. And his length is certainly a problem. But another guy that certainly has been a rock for us and somebody that we rely on heavily. And you know, those two guys have answered the bell and keep improving. And we got guys around them that I think have really made some big jumps, especially here lately. And, you know, we're just trying to search for consistency just like everybody else. But, you know, obviously when that ball goes in the hole, things pick up and the energy's there and the spirits are lifted. But really like the leadership of those two guys, along with Shea and Kincaid, and just a good group to coach, and we're excited for the rest of the second half of this season.
And I know you want to continue the momentum with McCook on a Friday night on the road, and then back home at York on Saturday. You'd love to get a couple of W's to continue the road here this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, McCook's the next stop sign, and, you know, we got some adversity here. It seems like another holiday tournament or something where you're not able to practice, and you know, you got to try to find the silver lining in some of those situations, get rest, get healthy. But it's a good stretch for us here. We've been playing really well. I thought Northwest played really well last night. We struggled to shoot it, and they're pretty physical defensively and limited us around the basket inside. And it was a really big learning lesson for us, and you know, that's what the games are. Fortunately, we're able to come out with a win and not play our best. Credit to them, but we're excited to continue. We know we have two big games this weekend, and chance for us to again go earn some things and try to get some dubs.